1.
I think it's what people want, isn't it? I mean, if nobody watched the matches, TV companies wouldn't show them. And you can see other sports like skiing and volleyball on the satellite channels. I personally think there should be more, not less. I'd be happy to watch a match every night.
2.
I'd say the problem is parents, not TV. People are always complaining that children don't read enough today and are more violent than they used to be. But I don't think it's the TV's fault. I mean, all you have to do is switch it off. The real problem is that parents use the TV as a kind of babysitter because they're too tired to play with their kids.
3.
It depends. I mean, it's true you can watch TV in different languages now, so I suppose that gives you more choice, if you can speak the language, that is. But the programmes themselves are really all the same. Quiz shows, old films, things like that. So they're not really more varied. It's just that there's more of them.
4.
Well, I watch the news on TV and I sometimes get sports results on the internet, but I still get a newspaper every day. I mean, it's not just news, it's opinions. Anyway, I like to buy a paper and read it on the train on the way to work.
5.
Well, I know a lot of people think that, but personally I don't. Partly because I think the breaks give you a chance to go and make a cup of coffee or go to the toilet or whatever, and partly because nowadays the commercials are often better than the actual films. Have you seen the one about the people in the giant...
6.
I absolutely hate these programmes where they talk in great detail about people who are only on TV because they're married to or going out with someone famous, or are the son or daughter of someone who's famous. And most of these people are either completely uninteresting or completely stupid. But because of TV, they become celebrities.